we go. Galvin, what line will you be playing for?
I will win for line 14.
Mike Caldishow, who is this?
Chuck.
Chuck, Galvin's playing for you. Spanish?
I'm going to play for line 3, please.
Line 3, hi, who is this?
Frank.
Frank, Spanish is playing for you. I'll play for line 15. Hi, who is this?
This is Roy.
Roy, I'm playing for you, sir. Please hold on. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle.
Yes.
And Spanish is your contestant, and that's it. To your right.
Scorekeeper.
Scorekeeper.
Yeah. And then we will decide by majority if, in fact, we need to go to it. If Carmen, although you had a pretty good handle on yesterday's.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, all right.
What and are we? Then you'll try and overrule it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just like to talk.
Tell right. me I'm wrong.
What are we playing today?
Today we're playing, can you name the actress when given a movie and a TV show she starred in?
Okay.
Oh boy.
Simple. I need the actress.
Last name's only Jeopardy rules.
Last name is fine. And then obviously if you guys cannot get it, I'll give you the first name and then I'll just need the last name, but it should not come to that.
All right.
First one. I will go movie first, then television show. This actress starred in Scary Movie and
Neve Campbell.
Mom. Mm.
Cox. Mom?
What was it?
Cox?
No. Mom. The television show Mom.
What's the name?
Anna?
Ferris.
Yeah, but that wasn't Scary Movie, was it? Wasn't that... Scary Movie. I was thinking of Scream.
Right away,
that's
Carmen.
Right, I was
right
thinking
away, they're questioning your ability.
I was just thinking. I had a brain fart. It was not Carmen's fault.
Reed from Sporkle. All right, movie. Romeo and Juliet from 1996. Galvin.
My so-called life.
And Homeland.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Homeland.
If you want to go that, yeah. Well, my so-called life better.
when she was legal and she wouldn't like my Dr. Seuss reading.
All right, this movie. This actress starred in 101 Dalmatians.
Glenn Close.
That wasn't Glenn Campbell.
You had it, but you didn't go with it. You didn't pull the trigger.
I didn't. I don't know why I didn't.
All right, this actress starred in The Breakup and the television show Friends.
Yeah.
Spanish. 13 going on 30, Alias.
Jennifer Garner.
Galvin.
Great movie, by the way. 13 going on 30.
I'm the creator.
All right. Can't Hardly Wait. Ghost Whisperer.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Mike Calta. Tootsie. American Horror Story.
Lang.
Galvin. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. 2 Broke Girls.
Oh, I don't know her name.
Yeah.
Denning.
Cat. Is her first name Cat?
Cat.
Damn it.
Denning. Yep. All right. This actress starred in the movie Knocked Up and television show Grey's Anatomy.
Heigl.
Mike Calta. Spanish, we are halfway there.
The score is I am in last with 1, and Michael and Galvin are tied with 4.
That's right, we are.
All right. The movie is Batman Begins, the television show Dawson's Creek.
Silverstone?
No. What is her name?
Batman Begins.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Dawson's Creek.
It's Tom Cruise's old one.
Yep. And she's in Ray Donovan now.
Oh, is she?
Kelly.
No.
What's her name?
Kapowski.
Katie Holmes?
Katie Holmes.
That's it, yeah.
Spanish. Django Unchained, Scandal.
Washington.
I love her. I love that show, too.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why.
Okay.
Be free all over my body.
The movie, The Heat, the television show.
McCarthy.
Mike and Molly. Mike Calta. Black Swan.
Portman.
That 70s show.
Kunis.
Galvin.
I didn't get it right in a Kunis.
Gross Point Blank, About a Boy.
Oh, what is her name?
Hello. Don't do it yet.
Gross Point Blank, About a Boy.
What's your first name?
Minnie.
Driver. Not Minnie Pearl. Yeah. You're going to say Minnie Pearl.
Howdy!
All right, next actress. Did you hear about the Morgans, Sex in the City?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Galvin. Okay. Cruel Intentions. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Keller.
Man.
What's the score now there, scorekeeper?
And we are on the last three. So.
Well, I am still in last with two. Mike and Galvin, you guys are still tied with six.
All right.
Neck and neck.
Everyone counts. Baby Mama, 30 Rock.
Tina Fey.
Galvin. Merle's Wedding, United States of Tara.
Tara Reid.
No. I don't know that lady's name.
I have no idea what it is.
That's a show that's got the multiple personality.
Oh, the Australian chick.
No. Toni Collette?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's Australian, isn't she?
No.
I think so.
Oh. I don't care.
All right, last one. Mike needs this to tie.
Yep, you see what he's trying to do? He's trying to inflate my head with other thoughts so that I won't win this one.
All right. 500 Days of Summer. New Girl.
What the hell is her name?
500 Days of Summer. Starting the television show. New Girl.
Jess. What is her name?
It's Jess.
I can't think of her name.
Zoe Deschanel. And the tiebreaker, just because, look who's talking in Cheers.
Allie. She's Kirstie Alley. Kirstie Alley.
I said Allie. You got it right. Yeah. Allie.
Woo!
Said Allie. Good job. Right
now,
2015. I'm pretty sure that girl's Australian. She might be. I don't know. I just didn't want to get sucked into your ridiculous train of thought for no reason. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025 are the phone numbers to reach us here.
She is Australian.
I don't even know who she is.
Yeah, you do. She was the mother in Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah, she's Australian?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello.
Loma Sunshine, yeah.
Hello. Australians do a
Dad
great.
Papo?
Was born in Blacktown, Sydney.
Easy Hulk Hogan. It's Blizzak Town.
Yeah. New South Wales, Australia. Yes.
You say dead people.
Hello, dead people.
I can talk
about it. Hey. You're dead.
Why is it so fun to talk like that? I would do that all day.
Yeah.
Go clean your room, governor. What's up? It's just awesome, right?
That's Cockney.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Good. It's only Cockney because I said governor. If I would have just been like, go clean your room.
There you go.
That's Australian.
Go for a walkabout.
Yeah. Drank some Foster's.
Boy.
I won't say Barbie.
Gonna have some chocolate from down under. Thunder from down under.
Yeah. No, you know what that is.
Yeah.
You know what the thunder from down under is.
It's the dessert.
No.
Yeah.
It's a man to dance and show their wonkies.
I don't know what you're doing. I think you're having having a stroke.
I'm like Crocodile Dundee.
I'm doing an Australian accent. Yep. You're having a stroke.
Well, you're doing one Australian. Like, you think they all sound like that?
Oi, you want to blame an onion?
No.
See, that's perfect, man. For
an American Outback commercial, I'm deep in the bush.
In the bush?
Hello. Won't you go walk about? That's what they really sound like.
Oi, you shot Cecil right in the face.
Didn't like him.
He got a GPS tracking device on him. You can't be doing that.
Now
that was Beatles. I slipped into Beatles.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be shooting a lion, you know.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. We'll take your phone calls, but Galvin has news when we come back, and he will do it in full Cockney news today.
I can.
What is that terrorist writing you have on your shirt?
It's a.
Let me see it. Move over a little bit.
I actually like it.
No, that's full on. Like, you didn't even vet that. You don't even know what that says. It could be like, I hate white people.
Yeah, no, it says I run with swords.
But they masked it with, like, neon colors.
What is that?
That was black and white.
Do you have ISIS? Do you have a pro-ISIS shirt on?
I gotta be honest with you. Whenever I bought it, I really didn't look at it. I was just like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I thought it was the Om sign, you know, like the backwards three thing. But yeah. But,
what does that mean? That backwards three thing. I see that everywhere.
Like namaste or whatever?
No, that's like the Om sign, right?
I don't know what that means.
Oh,
it looks like a backwards through the line, and when I see it, I just think a terrorist is driving that car. That's I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
It's full-on Middle Eastern riding. I don't know what it means.
I think it's opposite of terrorist.
What does your shirt say?
Oh, I have no idea.
So it could say, death to all Americans, and you'd have no idea.
It could. It probably doesn't.
How do you know?
Because it's Nike, and yeah, they usually Nike's don't do that.
Nike's got a Middle Eastern market that they're trying to sell to.
Oh, you know what?
And they confused shipping. They're like, let's just see if this works in America. Nobody will know what it says.
I did get this in Morocco at the market.
You did?
Or no. I bought it in a store in America.
You trade for it, or did you buy it on a credit card?
I said, oh, give me that shit. I want to put that on.
I'm going to take a picture of your shirt and put it on Instagram so people can see.
Decipher it.
Yeah, see if they know what it means and why you would be wearing it.
Crikey.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.